Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
So what about a holiday movie release guide? Is that user-friendly or what? That's how we're going to end this hour. Kristen Mines are and Rafer Guzman, the Takeaway Movie Date co-hosts, are here. Welcome, guys.
Happy holidays, John.
Merry Christmas. So we've got a lot to get to here. All those movie trailers that say, released this Christmas. It's here.
They're here.
And there's a
Christmas
lot of stuff.
Day.
We can't really begin without mentioning that The Interview is going to be one of them all of a sudden.
That's right. Some theaters, yeah, absolutely.
About 300 theaters now nationwide, they're saying.
And Sony's kind of capitulated. They sort of say, all right, we will release it. You know, they're just yanked all around the universe on this whole story.
It depends on what, you know, you say capitulate. I think Sony would say that they've rallied for the cause of freedom, you know, that, you know, freedom of speech will not be suppressed. You know, this was originally going to be a wide release in, you know, a couple thousand theaters at least. Now we're talking about 300. I'll be interested to see if the curiosity factor is enough to draw people out or if the negative reviews and the negative repercussions will keep people away. Well, you will see.
We've already reviewed it. You gave it a B minus, right?
Something around that.
Do you have a grade on it?
Something like a C minus.
Okay. Let's get into the other movies that are coming out. Into the Woods. Here's a clip.
Stay with me. Princes wake. There in the world, it's true.
Sondheim on screen. Is this a Les Mis, kind of everybody sings through the whole movie kind of release?
It's pretty much all singing. And that's Meryl Streep as the witch, who is like the main character. She puts a curse on some other characters. And all these characters are kind of Brothers Grimm fairy tale characters. And we see all of them meet each other and help and hurt each other, including Little Red Riding Hood, the wolf, Jack and the Beanstalk. And full disclosure, I'm just not a fan of this musical. I don't really like the music in it. But all that being said, the acting's terrific. Meryl Streep's fantastic. The staging is beautiful. The sets are terrific. So I think people who like the musical are going to enjoy this.
And?
Yeah, I think Disney is pitching this as a family film for the Christmas day, for the Christmas holiday. I'm not sure it really is one. It's pretty dark. You know, this is like a psychological, moralistic view of the fairy tales. And I think my main objection is that none of these characters seem like characters. They all seem like archetypes and mythical symbols to me.
All right. The next movie, which is a big release, Selma.
We will not wait any longer. Give us the vote.
That's right. No more.
We're not asking. We're demanding. Give us the vote.
Is this an Oprah Winfrey kind of walking the corridors of history kind of production, Rafer?
You might think that because she is indeed in it, and this is about Martin Luther King, the voting rights marches of 1965.
And hugely important history.
Hugely important. And you've got David Oyelowo playing Martin Luther King. What I like about this movie, though, is it's not really a biopic. It really feels like a glimpse inside the making of a movement. You really get to see the inner workings of the movement, the things they had to deal with, the deaths, the riots, the politics. Tom Wilkinson plays President Johnson.
Wow.
I thought it was really good. To me, this is one of the best movies of the year. Mm. And Oyelowo is great.
Oh, I have to totally agree. Oyelowo is mind-blowing. You forget that this is not actually MLK alive giving these speeches. And the scenes of violence, I have to warn people, are incredibly shocking and very moving in this, but
historically accurate.
Historically accurate, yeah. And just a few months it's focusing on, and we're seeing a lot of backroom deals, a lot of dark conversations. But overall, I thought it was very good. A little bit overly long, but just a great performance by David Oyelowo.
Rafer, you are a big Tim Burton fan, yes?
I like Tim Burton, yes.
All right, Big Eyes.
Why are their eyes so big? Like big stale jelly beans.
It's expressionism.
It's not art.
It's not art.
It's like the back of a magazine, you know, draw the turtle, send in a nickel, win the big contest.
How dare you? Lots of people will like this.
Well, nobody who's walking through the doors of this gallery.
So, what did you think? This is a curious premise.
It is. It's the story of Margaret Keane, the woman who did the Keane paintings, the big, big, giant saucer-eyed Moppets holding kittens and crying. Kitsch art from the 1960s. The little-known story is that her husband took all the credit for her work during the 60s and made all the money, and she had to stand up for herself and claim her ownership. I think it's really a lot of fun. It's great performances. Amy Adams plays Margaret Keane. Christoph Waltz plays her husband. Mm. He's great. That was Jason Schwartzman as the gallery owner. He's hilarious in this movie. I think this has the possibility of becoming a real hit, maybe even becoming this year's King's Speech. Whether it goes to the Oscars, I don't know, but it feels like a real crowd pleaser to me.
An unusual offering for Tim Burton, whose life is changing, Helena Bonham Carter, and he are breaking up.
Yes, indeed. You know, what I like about this is it's less of the crazy, wacky, goth Tim Burton. It's very straightforward and light, and it has a heart, and it feels really fun, and you love these characters.
All right. Does Brad Cooper kill it?
Tell me why you do it.
Come on.
I want to understand.
Babe, I do it for you. You know that I do it to protect
you. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I'm here. Your family is here. Your children have no father.
You have to serve my country.
You don't know when to quit.
Brad Cooper as American Sniper.
Yeah.
What did you think?
A real sniper, Chris Kyle. It's based on his real experience doing 4 tours of duty and what effect that had on his family. And unfortunately, I felt the movie, because we're following him in these 4 tours of duty, it starts to feel very repetitive, and it's hard to distinguish one tour from the next after a while. And so I found it very exhausting to watch this movie, and I didn't see a lot change in the plot or the characters that went along. And I needed more from this movie.
Cooper's performance?
Cooper is absolutely astounding to me in this performance. He really feels like one of these kind of rugged, stressed out war veterans. You don't see the pretty boy Cooper from The Hangover in this. It's a great performance, great direction from Clint Eastwood. I feel like this movie basically says, this is the way it was. It was rough. Take it or leave it.
All right. Our last offering, everybody's anticipating the blockbuster book, Unbroken.
I'm going to kill him.
Then they shoot you.
I don't give a damn. Let them shoot me.
That's not how we beat them. We beat them by making it to the end of the war alive. That's how we do it. That's our revenge.
Angelina Jolie, the director here. Does this work, Kristen?
Now, this is based on the real story of Louis Zamperini, who was a POW during World War II. Unfortunately, I felt that this didn't work. It's very beautiful to look at, but it really just felt like torture porn the whole time. There's not a lot of dialogue. I don't feel like a lot happens. We just see 4 different sequences, very long ones, of him being tortured.
It's a pretty compelling story. I don't feel like Jack O'Connell, the main actor, is that great, but I will say it's worth seeing for a Japanese rock star named Miyavi, who plays the camp commandant. It's an amazing, amazing performance, worth the price of admission.
So Slow Like Seabiscuit, the movie from Hillenbrand's other book.
Right.
But definitely there are great things in there, as there were in the Seabiscuit. Rafer and Kristen, on the podcast, anything to say?
We're also going to be reviewing, in addition to all these movies, The Gambler, 2 Days, 1 Night, and looking at the 50th anniversary of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer this year.
Merry Christmas, guys.
You
Thank
too,
you
John.
So much, John.
Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, Movie Date Podcast. And that's our show for today. With Christmas upon us, we're hearing about your traditions.
My name is Jen in San Antonio, and Christmas for me is not religious. My husband and I are actually both atheists. It's more family tradition and creating memories for my daughter to give to her children as well.
We love your stories. Bring us into your home. Tell us your traditions. We'll eat the cookies. You don't have to leave them for Santa. Find us at facebook.com/thetakeaway. Thanks so much for listening. Have a very Merry Christmas. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.